Díaz Parques. Díaz Parques. Everybody, welcome back to
Did you forget to do a podcast?
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Us Podcast.
All right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We're the Us Podcast. Hey, 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 hey.
Yay.
Yay. Woo. And we're here for a very Merry Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
And if you see the title of this, I think you know what you're in store for.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 20, season finale. Can you believe it, Chris?
I can. Yes.
All right, bye. Oh, my God. I mean, we talk. So, for people that don't understand what's about to go down, this is me and Chris recording an intro to an episode that we filmed. We filmed and recorded. What, a week and a half ago, maybe?
It was a week ago. It was last week.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Well, me and Chris held an event called Quesorama.
The very first
the very first Quesorama.
Justin, you can't defend yourself, you sucker. Yeah, because
it's saved on Spotify and Apple Music now. But technically, it was a third ever Quesorama. Yes. Created by Jonathan Jimenez. Mm-hmm. JJ, the jet plane. Did you ever watch the show?
No, dude, that shit was too creepy for me. like these ugly puffy faces on a plane.
Yeah, dude, it was great. It was fucking, dude, VeggieTales are walking veggies.
Yeah, but they're cute.
I don't think so.
And when they bounce, it goes boink 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 boink.
We were just talking about how Chris grew up strictly watching VeggieTales,
but I loved it.
and so if anyone has a question on why Chris is the way he is,
yeah,
blame VeggieTales.
And you can ask me any VeggieTales question, any song. I know
he's got it. He's a VeggieTales
literally encyclopedia. All I was allowed to watch. Yeah.
Anyways, we're doing this intro so it's not so jarring when you hear some really crappy audio.
Yeah.
Because basically, what we recorded, it was live. We had this live event.
Big ass show. Thank you to everybody that came out, especially.
Yeah, super awesome. We're going to do probably shout outs. Should we do shout outs now or shout outs later?
Oh, at the end.
Okay, we'll do shout outs at the end.
Yes.
But everyone already knows who they are.
Exactly.
But
we've shouted you out before.
We're going to list them all down. But what do you want to say before we jump into the actual episode?
I just want to say it's really, you know, listening to it, I love what you said. You said, dude, it sounds like we went to Madison Square Garden to record this.
It sounds like our TED Talk.
Yeah.
Like,
and
hello.
It, you know, there's like reverb and then you can hear like the crowd. And it was such a special moment to have everybody come out because essentially, like, when you really think about it, like, yes, people were there for the quesadillas and for the party and stuff. But there was a good, I'm telling you, there's a classroom of people just sitting there and watching us talk. Mm-hmm. And I was worried if we were going to be interesting or, you know, not totally boring. But people seemed invested and they asked us a bunch of questions. And it was just a beautiful turnout. And I can't wait to do another one because this really got me excited.
I fucking loved it. You can tell how unprepared we were in the beginning. We were just like, what the fuck did we do?
Yeah.
Because when we do one of these, it's just me and Chris in his room talking, so there's literally no pressure. No. Like, I'm like, oh my god, what does Chris think about what I just said?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no pressure.
It's very
whatsoever.
It's very intimate, the pressure.
Yeah, like, there's no, I don't feel the pressure of like, oh man, I hope people get what I say, or I hope I put on a good performance.
Yeah,
I'm just talking.
Yeah,
but this was like, it felt like we had to be on.
We did.
Yeah, and so it's just like, fuck, dude. And so, like, and when there's awkward silences, me and Chris can just be like, all right, we'll just cut all this out and then we'll jump back in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds way more organic. But when you're up there and you're quiet for like 2 seconds,
you gotta, like, someone has to say something.
You feel it.
Yeah, you
and then,
definitely.
And that's
feel
when
it.
Chris jumps in with the, yeah.
Yeah. But I loved the turnout. I love how many people came. I want to address something that I did before we show.
Let's do it.
I don't know if this kills it or not, but I told Justin and Angel, like, a week or two in advance, mm-hmm. like, yo, so I'm not going to be around during the party. And they're like, what are you talking about?
It's your house.
I was like, yeah, I said, I know, but I'm going to do, I want to do like a Great Gatsby thing where I'm just kicking it in my room and everybody's like, where's Chris? And, you know, I actually suggested to Angel, like, yo,
yeah, he's like, we should do that.
Let's do this. And he's like, no. And of course, Angel's like,
and Chris was like, I know you're going to say no, but but we should do this.
And just like, nah, he's like, people are there to see us. I want to go. I'm like, all right, you're right. You're the man of the people. I'm
yeah, like, I want to be like, hi, thanks for coming, instead of just being like, goodbye. Like, like once I do my thing, yeah. Anyway,
but it was nice. I did break the rules slightly. Like when there was moments where I had to help put the chairs away, and people come up and would compliment. I didn't want to just like, sorry, I'm trying to do a thing.
Don't talk to me. Yeah, I'm Great Gatsby.
I would say hi. You know, thank you so much. And then I'd like, I felt like such a rock star. Like I was just like, yeah, thank you. And then like when like people were like looking away from me for a second, like when I was out of their sight, I just run back inside and go to my room and then just change and like hang out.
Yeah, we had wardrobe changes.
We did.
Oh my god. If you want to see those wardrobe changes, you got to hit us up on Instagram.
Yes.
But for now, enjoy the show, pretty much. We had some moments where I was like, damn, we're dope. Like, yeah. We have people listening to us, sitting down, looking at us. And just the whole experience was people coming. It was just people stroking our dicks all night.
It was sweet.
Mostly me, because Chris was in his room.
I came out at the end, I will say that.
Yeah, but people were just like, dude, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I was just like, oh my god, this is fucking amazing. It was like an ego trip. It was fucking for the ages. It was dope.
For sure. So,
without further ado,
here's our intro.
Boom!
It's time.
Welcome to the greatest experience of your goddamn life!
You've all been waiting for this for so long. Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Whoa. Ladies what? And gentlemen, Chris?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? There's ladies and there's gentlemen. what the fuck else am I supposed to say?
That is so close-minded of you for you to support Angel. The binary.
Angel.
19 episodes, Chris. And have you learned nothing?
I've learned... God damn it, I can't even just say for the goddamn theatrics, ladies and gentlemen, what should I say? Ladies, gentlemen, and people who don't prefer to be referred to as such, animals, aliens, what are you looking for? Well, okay, you know what, if you, there are guys, okay. There are ladies and gentlemen,
I like
two sexes only, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Sammy! Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever Live Us podcast event!
Yeah.
Wow, you sound so enthusiastic, Chris.
Yep.
I'm so glad that you're... I'm a burp. I'm so glad that you are participating and are so enthusiastic to be inclusive. And I'm so glad that you're here for the PC culture. And I'm so glad that you're here to love everyone of all credences.
Yeah.
Without further ado, here's the show!
Hello?
Is this one?
Once upon a time, there was a little boy, and he fell from a tree in Bell, California.
There was another boy named Angel, and he also lived in Bell.
He went to the trees, he went to the bells, and everyone danced, and that's where he found.
And then we found each other, and we started doing the podcast.
The
Sparky. Woo! Yes!
How are you? What have you face?
I have AIDS.
AIDS.
What?
AIDS. AIDS.
What? What?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Alright, we're just kidding, we're not gonna do this whole thing.
Huh?
No. No more Spider-Man, Chris. Leave it in the past.
All right, sorry. Sorry. That should be the end of it.
So that was our really cool intro, and I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah. So,
all right. So we've never done this shit before.
Yeah,
so
hence the awkwardness. Excuse us.
If we fuck it up, I'm sorry. But hello, everybody.
Good to see ya.
My name's Angel.
I'm Chris.
We're the Us Podcast.
Woo!
A podcast about us.
It's all of us, bro.
There's our catchphrases for the record. And so we're here doing a live podcast, which we've never done. And it's a little scary. I just want to say thank you so fucking much for every single one of you guys that came out here. Even the people that had to sit here awkwardly while there was no music, no people, sitting down, two chairs, everything's empty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That means more than words can describe. And so, for anyone that have never heard about us and you just came for the food and the bands, which I totally understand, Chris, how would you describe the Us Podcast and why did we even make it to begin with?
Well, aside from it being the greatest podcast ever made and the number one Southeast LA podcast.
Number one.
I'm kidding. But it's a time capsule of me and Angel's, trajectory as filmmakers and as creatives. And we interview people that we think, you know, are going to have as big of a career as ours, if not bigger. And so that's why a lot of our special guests have been musicians, filmmakers, and it's a time capsule. That's why we don't talk about, like, whoa, Black Panther did what at the box office? Is because that would date it.
Yeah, that was a good ass movie.
Yeah, but you know, that's our show. It's a time capsule. 20 episodes in now.
This is our 20th episode.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that we got to do it and that we fucking stuck to it, because I was like, after maybe like the third one, that shit's over. Like, we're not gonna continue. No way. But here we are in fucking dumbass tuxedos. And fucking quesadillas abound.
Freezing our nuts off.
Yeah, and I cannot. This is so fucking cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Some thank yous. We're going to start off with some thank yous.
Who am I thanking?
Anybody you want.
You know what? I'd like to thank my dad for letting us use the house.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Carmona.
He's watching the fight right now, but he's. Here's what I love my dad. If anybody's been following the show, my dad will agree to things and then act surprised like the day of something. So I said, Dad, can we throw a show out here? He's like, yeah, sure, go ahead, good. And as we're loading up, he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, we're having a show. He was like, we're having bands. And guess what? He was like, well, bands? Bands.
Well, I don't know about that, son.
I don't know about bands. He's like, yeah, guess what? And we cooked for nothing. So, but thank you, Dad.
That's just food right here.
Yeah. So thanks to my pops. Thank you all for coming again. I can't tell you. This was my dumb idea.
Remember? Yeah. Chris was standing here seeing us all set up. He's like, I can't fucking believe I agreed to do it at my house.
Yeah.
Why? Why did I do this? I want to shout out Susie right here for giving us these cool ass Elote pins.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. This is so cool. One of the best surprises.
Season 2, we're rebranding as Elote Boys.
Hey.
What's up?
Us lose. Yeah. All right. Who do you want to thank, Angel?
Another one? Oh, yeah, you got two. Shout out to motherfucking Jonathan
Preston
Jimenez right here.
And the greatest intern
the podcast has ever had. And shout out to fucking Justin's whole family who fucking made all these damn quesadillas that everyone's munching on.
Yes.
Shout out to all of this. Wow, amazing. Is the reverb
down? All right.
I think that's all the thank yous I have.
Yeah.
Just kidding. If I don't mention your name, it's because I'm nervous and I'm going to forget your name. But everyone that is here deserves a fucking thank you. And come at me and I will thank you personally.
Oh, by the way, we want to mention also there's a box back there where you can write anonymous comments. We're going to do a segment in the middle, towards the end where we read them. You can write them anonymously, write comments, questions, and we'll pick from the box.
Literally anything, we'll read it up here. So if you want Chris to say
the N-word?
He'll fucking do it!
Yeah, motherfucker!
Just kidding. So if you want to do that, we're here to do it. Fuck. Okay. So I want to talk. I guess we're here to talk about how wild this whole thing is, but we kind of already did that.
I mean, not really.
Okay, what would you say?
Well, I think it's crazy that... It's funny. Well, we mentioned this in one of the episodes, but... Before Angel, like, sent me the initial text to be like, hey, let's do a podcast, He did a short film, if you haven't seen it. It's called American Weekend. Yeah. He did a short film in Mexico. And I took him shopping in Home Depot because he wanted to borrow some lights. I said, you could buy some lights from here. I took him. The point is, I was like, yo, this was last year. I was like, yo, man. I was like, would you ever be down to do a podcast? And he's like, yeah, whatever. And he kind of like blew me off.
I was like, with you?
I could get a little racist, so. But
I don't think so, Mr.
But it's cool now that, like, from that to this, now where we have, like, a considerable, like, this is a classroom. Like, this is amazing.
I was like, what the fuck?
This
like,
is incredible.
Like, we're teaching up here.
Yeah.
I was like, when I saw four people sitting out here, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was like, that's totally right. Yeah.
And sorry, I know we're kind of all over the place. I do want to shout out Oscar for setting up these lights.
Yeah.
Oscar, woo! You fucking rule.
And and we're going to be doing random shout outs. Shout out Melissa and Aaron for helping us set up this.
Thank you,
shit
Melissa
too.
And Aaron.
Fuck yes. And
all right.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm most surprised at is that people like it. Like I still think it's only funny to me and Chris. But I had our homeboy Pichardo come up to me before the fucking show, and he was just like, "Yo, man, you know how they say that you're not supposed to meet your heroes?" Well, I'm meeting one of them right now. He didn't say that last part, but that shit.
But he meant it.
Warmed my fucking heart. And just like just anybody that's reached out to me over the last months to be like, yo, I listen to the podcast. It's fucking dope. I'm a fan. I listen to it at work. I listen to it in the car. It's insane that we're creating. Like, people are just listening to me and you talk.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? What's interesting about that? But something, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
We're fucking here. And we're looking pretty official, I guess. So there you go.
Angel, do you want to... We wanted to take this first act of the show to address some things that have been said on mine and yours end from previous episodes and see if we feel the same way about it now.
Yeah, so anyone that's been listening knows that some controversial things have happened in the last 19 episodes of this podcast.
To say the least.
One of my favorite moments came maybe like 2 minutes into the first episode where I mentioned, I don't know, I think I mentioned white people, and I say there's too many of them. And Chris goes,
genocide!
And that was 2 minutes into the fucking podcast. So Chris, do you still wholeheartedly believe that the white race should be genocided?
Yeah.
And we have that shit.
Well,
recorded.
Save the cool ones. Save the cool ones. The rest you can like flesh out.
What? Oh, the cool
ones. Yeah, save the cool ones. The
save
rest
Quentin
flesh them out.
Tarantino.
Wipe them out. Yeah, keep Quentin Tarantino. Zac Efron's cool.
If you could pick three white people to save in this genocide,
that's a good
of yours,
question.
Who would it be? Top three white people.
Okay, Julian Casablancas, Quentin Tarantino, and Justin Bieber. His best album is still in him. I know it.
All right. Top three.
What about you? If you had to wipe out the white race,
who would
you rescue?
Tom DeLonge, Mark Hoppus, and Travis Barker.
Fuck
only
yeah.
Three white people that are allowed to live. Blink-182. So they force themselves to restart Blink-182.
Yeah.
Because there's no one left.
All right. What else have I said?
Let me scroll through this shit. I guess one thing I do want to talk, which is one of my favorite episodes, and I still mention it today, is like the time that we talked about college. So for anyone that didn't listen to the episode, Chris is completely against college. He doesn't think, at the time, he doesn't think it's anything. Like, he's like, if you went to college, you wasted your time. I was like, whoa.
Low key.
But I think that college is worth it. I think it's a part of becoming a better person. So I want to ask, has your opinion changed at all in the last, I don't know, 6 months of us doing that?
I mean, I think it's still the same. I think college is like cool for people who want to do it. But for me, you know what's funny? I like these days I'm like seeing a bunch of classes that you keep talking about. Like, what's the film class you have?
I took like History of American Cinema.
Yeah, stuff like that. So that's why I'm like, fuck, like, I might break my rule and like next year I'll go to some college and like take some classes.
Yeah, well you have to get through like the normal.
Yeah, I still hate it, but I mean I'll take
and
it.
And plus, Chris has gone to a couple of college parties.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yeah.
So
I see why you guys like it, but I mean, you know,
Chris enjoys the party, not so much the smart.
I can.
Boom! That's a good ass joke.
Write that shit down.
That was good.
I still think it's fucking worth it. Like, even though it's
even
sucks,
after your school got threatened.
Even after my school got a fucking genocide warning, I still think it's worth it.
CSUN, shout out.
Yeah, shout out CSUN and its fucking shitty administration for not taking the right course. Anyway, oh shit, this is on the record.
We want to also, right now, before we jump into the next one, there's an Us Podcast alumni in the back. Everybody shout out Young Atita.
Oh, shout out Young Atita.
The queen with the pink hair back there.
Hey, Valentina, I'm fucking talking to you.
We're looking at you.
Shout out Young Atita for coming out. Shout out fucking Desmadre for coming out on the podcast,
Episode 12,
too.
There he goes.
And fucking anyone else that comes that was on the podcast.
We'll shout them out.
We're going to shout them out. So hopefully a couple folks robot. Well, oh yeah, and shout out fucking Justin for being our first guest podcast.
I forget that he was a guest because he's literally Justin, even if you don't hear him, he's in the background of every episode. Yeah. You could hear him with beer
you
or just
hear
like,
him go like like in the fucking background.
Yes, foo.
But yeah, Justin was so fucking drunk that first episode. He kept like when you do a podcast, you're supposed to talk like this. But he like Chris would ask him a question, he'd be like, and I'm like, are you fucking dude? Like, huh? What are you talking about right here? So that if you want to know why that third episode sucks ass,
it's good,
Justin.
I was drunk too. I'm drunk on a lot of them.
Chris, you know when Chris is drunk when he goes like, well, so when you. And then you know that he's fucking drunk when he does that shit.
Yeah.
Another thing. Okay, I think I do want to talk about. I hope it's written down there. Is like the kind of narrative structure that the podcast kind of formed when we were making it. Like we didn't plan any of this shit at all. But like in one of the earlier episodes, we were like, oh, it'd be really cool to interview fucking Katsuoso.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got our friend Katsuoso. Oh, it'd be really cool to interview this director named Marvin. Then we got him on the episode. And then as anyone who knows Chris knows, he fell in love with a certain artist.
I did.
Called Omar Apollo.
Woo.
And what happened, Chris?
And we fucking interviewed him.
We fucking interviewed that dude in San Francisco.
That was...
And it just felt... I fucking know. And it just... and it just felt... Like, it felt like it was planned, but it wasn't planned, at least in my head. Like, we were going to go to that show, and I was like, oh, cool, he's going to be there. We always talk about him.
Yeah.
But then we actually fucking interviewed him, and it was just like, my mind was blown. Because we were sitting in front of him, and I was like, dude, this is the guy that fucking Chris is jizzing all over the fucking floor to, like, every time we talk about him.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone take a shot every time Chris says, yeah.
Don't. You're going to be out by the end of the first act.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been cool. I think my favorite part of this podcast, aside from getting to know Angel better, and like our French, like we've been through, like you can hear it in one of the episodes, like there was a car crash that happened right behind us.
Yep. That was fucking crazy. That was like when we were recording it, it's like people are going to think this is staged, but Chris was driving me to fucking Northridge, and then you just hear like fucking. And we're like, what the fuck? And then we see, like, through the rearview mirrors, like, some fucking two cars fucking crashed.
He's drunk.
Boom. And then they fucking, like, went their separate ways. And we were like, holy fucking shit. Like, it was right behind us. And then we, like, pulled into an Andy's parking lot.
Yeah.
And Chris, fucking superhero, gets out. He's like, I'm going to go see what I can do. And he fucking runs to the crashed-ass car. And I'm sitting there like, dude, Chris, come back. Like, that's fucking scary.
That's Inglorious Bachelors, if you want to go back to that episode.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
It's
pretty crazy.
And then, like, he comes back, and Chris is like, I don't know, man. That dude was fucking twitching, and, like, he wasn't moving.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you fucking might have seen either a dead body or a body that was going to become a dead body very soon. I don't know how to phrase that better.
Yeah.
But, like, we were driving, and it was just, like, a fucking surreal moment that we didn't plan out because that moment came from the fact that Chris forgot to record a big piece of our podcast.
Wait, are we recording right now?
Yes, we are.
I hope we are. Okay, swag. All right.
So we're recording, yay.
All right, dope.
A classic Us Podcast moment when Chris forgets to record.
Well, okay, well, continuing my thought. I was going to say a big part of what I loved about this entire experience is that we've gotten to know a bunch of our guests better, too. So, like, in the interviews, we interviewed, that's kind of, like, our first time really interacting with them. But then since then, like, Young Atita, Katsuoso, Desmadre, like, we just, like, the relationships just keep growing because we go to the same shows, we go to the same kickbacks and shit.
We're in the same backyard right now.
Exactly.
As everybody here.
And it's cool. I don't know. It's just cool that, like, this right now, everybody here is like, I mean, look, we're like kind of like the stars of the show right now, but
yeah, we're the fucking mega stars right now.
But but everybody here,
y'all wanna take a pick?
Everybody here is, there's a lot of people here that are like just as fucking talented, if
fuck
not
yes.
more. And it's just cool to have you all here in one space. It's, you know, I like kind of the janky setup because, you know, like next year it's going to be at a venue.
Beginnings. Yeah, we're going to be like, fucking from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So, maybe. You know, here, I think what I love and why I'm grateful that everybody showed up is because, you know, you're watching the very, the beginnings, the early rumblings. And then next year, fucking, it'll be at the Echoplex or something.
Yeah,
you
or
know.
Some dope shit. And y'all, all of you guys, all you y'alls.
Oh, shit. He dropped the guys, if anybody's familiar.
All y'all
guys
are going to be there.
The, like, hey, guys. Hey, what up, guys? Like, that's a no-no for Angels.
Yeah, that's a no.
So we.
Hey, you want to know why? No, I'm not going to go into that. But, fuck, you were mentioning.
How's everybody
that.
Feeling? I feel like we're just talking. And
everyone's like, hurry up.
And everyone's like, all right, just like, cut, keep going.
Starting.
How's everybody
I don't
doing?
I think that people like us, man.
You think so?
I really like that, like. To piggyback off what you were saying, everyone's in the same space right now, like, all these fucking talented-ass people, and, like, you're gonna look back at pictures of this shit and be like, what the fuck, is that this person over here?
Yeah.
Is that this person over here? Like, holy shit! They were all in the same place at the same time.
Yep.
And through this podcast and through these interviews, I think that's become more apparent to me and Chris, like, and anyone that listens, I think, that this circle is just growing, and like the connections between all these people are like getting solidified, I guess.
Yes.
I don't want to say through the podcast, but
yeah, it's but at, it's through the podcast.
It's at least getting recorded through the podcast. Like, I don't know, man. Like, 6 months ago, I would have felt so disconnected from like artists and my community.
Yeah.
And through doing this, it's like, oh shit, this is the person that's taking all the pics. Oh shit, this guy plays bass in this band and that band. Oh shit, like, and then you start realizing all these people are friends and all these people are working together and everyone is nice and everyone's bringing each other up. And I think that's my biggest, the biggest takeaway, at least from the last 19 and a half episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
Is that everyone is working together to like bring everybody up. And, I hope that we can contribute our part to making people aware of this and increasing this circle and increasing the bonds that bring us together. What else can we talk about?
Well, I mean, that pretty much ties into your whole thought about this is we're immortalizing. I know this first act is like us rubbing ourselves off. We'll jump into the real topic
like,
after
the
first
so
play.
We're great. We're amazing. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, I don't know. The There's just something so special about the fact that everybody that we wanted to be here is here.
Yep.
So many talented people in one room, and the whole show, I mean, like I mentioned already that our whole mission statement was to make this a time capsule, but like I love that we're just immortalizing even moments like this, even capturing it on video. And when we like look back, it's just going to be like insane.
And it's called the Us Podcast for a reason.
Exactly.
It's not us like me and Chris. It's us as in everyone in front of me right now.
Exactly.
And me and Chris.
Do you remember some of the ideas? Do you remember some of the ideas we had for the names?
Y'all want to know some fucking names that we were going to come up with?
I remember one.
What?
This is when I was really into my boppy face. So I was like, why don't we call it Boppy Radio?
Boppy Radio.
And then what did you say? Like, oh, what? So you want to call it a Boppy Suck My Dick Radio?
I did not fucking say
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
That is clearly a your idea. Boppy Suck My Dick?
No, but like you were making fun of it.
I was like, Elote Boys or
Elote
like,
Boys.
Fucking...
Because I like the idea, because this Elote
Brown
logo,
boys.
This Elote logo was like a rejected logo for another a group that
another
we were in.
Another group that we talk about a lot.
And we were just like, yeah. and I was like, yo, I said, let's repurpose that. I said, I like that logo.
Yeah, Chris
idea.
Was like, hey, look at the logo I made for our group. Nah.
What did they like, say? Because like it infused
it's
like
too beaner.
Like, yeah, too beaner.
And then Chris is like, okay, sorry. And with that fucking glorious statement, we're gonna fucking pass the mic.
Yes.
Like a late night host to our first musical guests.
Who's our first guest, Johnny?
I don't think they have a name, right? Joel and Eddie.
We brought them together for this one special
tunes,
night.
And it's going to be fucking awesome. This will not be the last you see of us. So check y'all back in a little bit.
We'll be right back.
Eat some more quesadillas, drink some more drinks, and have a good ass time.
See ya.
See you soon.
What's up, everybody? Let's give it a hand again for the, what was it, Mustache Dwellers, Eddie? What was the band called?
Yeah, something like that.
The Mustache Dwellers, because they dwell upon their facial hair.
Eddie. Just Joel and Eddie.
Or
just Joel and Eddie.
That sounds a little too plain for me, my guy. Well, give it up for these guys, and it seems like there's been more people since the beginning. There was like, what, 10 of us? Now there's 20 of us. Yeah. Hey, what? Is that Brandon? Shout out to Brandon. Shout out to the YG right there. Look at her. All right, up next, we have another Us Podcast little snippet. They'll be doing, I don't know what's going to happen. But after that, you have Introverted Funk. And if you just want to dance, you have to wait about 30 minutes. But get some quesadillas, get some brews. And let's get this going.
What's up, Cardinals? What's good, fool?
Round two, homie.
Here we go. Angel, why don't you tell the crowd what your dress is, eh, see?
Oh, I'm dressed in my... I'm dressed in the custom of my ancestors, yo! This
but
is who Simone, I really am!
Simone!
Simone, wait, this is who I am, just realize it, just accept it, oh!
And this is an old Mexican, I am the modern day Mexican, fool! This is what Hollywood thinks we look like, fool.
Yeah, this is
because
what we
this
are,
is what we look like. Yeah.
What's up? And if they tell you any different, they're lying.
And
fool.
You're stupid, fool. Don't
this
be
is how
stupid.
We look like.
Damn. All right, that's enough.
And
that.
Scene.
That.
Everybody.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? How'd you like the Mustache Brothers?
Dude, those mustaches.
More noise. We need more noise for the Mustache Brothers. Come on, that was their first show in
amazing.
4 years. First show in 4 years or something like that.
Yeah. So, this is round two. There's a little bit more people, a little bit more pressure. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a good ass time. I think so anyway. Woo! What are we talking about right now, Chris?
So, I think in light of everybody here, this is the part of the show where we talk about brown excellence.
Fuck yeah.
But what the fuck does that mean, Angel? Sorry.
Brown, he sounds a little too excited. It's because it is. Fucking brown excellence, I think, means to me brown people getting together, doing dope shit together,
yes.
Helping people be doper. Dope. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's brown. Like, this is like literally this party. Brown excellence. So many brown talent, creatives.
Fucking,
give yourselves a hand, please, because this is brown excellence right here.
Bro.
Yeah.
Even if you're just kicking in the bag, drinking a fucking beer, eating a quesadilla, you're fucking contributing to brown excellence, bro.
Hey.
You're brown.
And you're excellent.
Yay! And that's it. See you later.
All right, goodbye. No, we're talking about the people that came before us. I told Angel this idea because I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about black excellence, and they were talking about the black creators that came before them, like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and how, you know, back then in those days when it was hard for minorities to break through, like they had to be at the top of their shit just to have a small chance to break through. And we have people like that before us that have broken through, have done the hard... Basically, they ran so we could walk.
Yeah, they did the legwork, like fucking Guillermo del Toro and
Robert Rodriguez.
People like that. They did the hard shit so me and Chris could sit up here dressed as fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And people will still sit down and listen to us.
Yes.
You know? You couldn't do this shit a couple years ago. Mm-mm. I don't think.
Yep.
Like, if two guys from Bell were like, hey, I'm going to do a podcast where I, like, talk about movies and be sad sometimes. People are like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, that is the show. We talk about movies and I'm sad most of the time.
This is so sad sometimes.
Fuck, we're going to talk about this right now? Fuck it, let's do it, bro.
How many times have you cried on podcast?
I want to say three times.
Yeah.
Like three times where like I've like burst into tears.
And it's always awkward. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm not good at it. Like I'm not good when people are crying in front of me. So I'm just like, I'm like, it's all right, dude. Like, you don't have to fucking cry. He's just like, no, it's just like.
I only do it for the show.
Yeah, it's just for the show. But like, I've told Chris about like, I've had people cry on the phone with me.
Yeah.
And they're just like bawling, crying their eyes out. And I'm just like, don't cry. It's okay.
He's the worst when it comes to emotional stuff. This kind of off topic, but I have like a big chest in my room of like my old memorabilia and stuff. God. And I was looking through like all my bad labor files. And I'm looking at this and I was like, damn, dog, like, I really prioritize this over my relationship.
This dude legit spent, like, 30 minutes just looking at this chest of memories, being like, damn, dude, I just wish I did things differently, you know?
And then, you know, usually when I say stuff like that, I have friends go like, man, it's okay, like, you're good, you know? Here's Angel. Well, put it away.
I was like, well, stop looking at it, dude. He's like, no, it's just,
it's cool.
It's just like, I should've... I see all this work, and I'm like, damn.
Look at these storyboards.
Yeah, and I'm like, I see it. And I was like, he's like, dude, look, this is like exactly like my movie. I was like, yeah, dude, I've seen your movie. Like, stop already. And it was an awkward situation for all of us. But we got through it.
Yeah, we did.
And now we're here.
Again, so, Brown Excellence.
Continuing on Brown Excellence. Yeah. I think... We started the first one with a couple shout-outs, and I think I'm going to do some more shout-outs.
Okay.
I have a list right here if you want to look at some names.
Okay.
I want to shout-out because you all just saw them play. Joelle and Eddie right up here. Not just, I'm a burp like I always do.
Look, he's burping. Burp count number one if anybody's counting.
You couldn't hear that one. Shout-out Eddie and Joelle, not only because they're super talented, but because... Joelle is one of my oldest friends. I've known him since I was in fifth grade. Eddie I've known for a fucking long time, too, since middle school. And these two have been playing music since I could fucking remember. And we've talked about how... Me and Chris have talked about how people we know sometimes give up on their dreams and sometimes give up on doing their things. And you don't know how fucking much it warms my heart to see, especially these two dudes who are so important to my childhood personally. They're still fucking doing it, and we're still all in the same circle, you know?
Hey.
So I'm fucking shouting you guys out. Thank you for not fucking giving up, dude. Thank you. Anybody else?
Well, let's see.
There's a couple more.
There's a couple more. So Desmadre, who's in the house, who's filming.
Shout out. Hey, Desmadre, I'm talking to you, bro. All
right, I do want to say something about Desmadre.
Oh, man.
Here it comes.
This
is the official bearing of the hatchet. So when this Desmadre came, he threw some shots at me in the interview we did with them. If you can listen to it. It's a very awkward interview.
No, here. I'll give you a little clip notes of what happened. So Carlos was talking about a movie he likes, and me and Chris are like, oh, is it like a low-budget movie? And he's like, no, just because something's made for a little bit of money doesn't make it low-budget. And Chris is like, oh, that's exactly what a low-budget movie is. And then I was like, yeah, like Chris's movie, he made it for $700. And then Carlos is like, yeah, and it shows. And we're fucking sitting there.
Just by the trailer, by the way.
And I was like, holy shit, this dude just fucking, what the fuck,
Carlos? There's also a part where he said, I'm not brown enough.
Oh, and he said, I'm not brown enough. And so after that, when Carlos left, Chris was so pissed. He was just like, I can't fucking believe that just happened. In my own home!
Yeah, I'm like, he's laying and farting on my bed and insulting me. And I was a little kind of like annoyed at them and standoffish at first, but something happened, I guess, at Young Love where we all just kind of decided like, hey, you know, fuck it. Yeah. Shit happens.
I think I've known Carlos also since when we were in fucking middle school. So to me, when he said that, I was like, of course fucking Carlos would say some dumb shit like that. But Chris was like, who the fuck is this guy? And so it blew my mind. It blew Chris's mind.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's just Carlos, you know? It's just who he is. And so we're obviously in the same circle still. And so point of this story, you can get over anything.
Yes.
Just say sorry. And and love each other.
Yeah, now we're all just one big happy family.
Shout
we're
out
here.
Desmadre.
Shouts out, Desmadre. Thanks for teaching me a big lesson.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. What the fuck was that?
There we go. That was a little better. Check the recorder, because I might have shut it off.
It's still there.
Sweat.
It's still
all right.
So far.
Well, who else do you want to shout out?
No, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, let's move on.
A real quick shout out. This isn't like, I'm just going to say it. My homie Brianda right here made some fucking bomb-ass meatballs that you all
meatballs.
Should go fucking eat.
Fuck yeah.
There's a crock pot full of meatballs. That shit's bomb as fuck. Go eat that shit.
Please.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough meatball talk.
Yeah. Brown excellence.
Brown
right
excellence.
There.
Let's go back
bomb
to it.
Ass
so, Angel.
Yes.
Like, look, you made the point that the fact that we get to sit here and dress up the way we do is all thanks to kind of like our founding fathers.
Yeah.
What do you think, though? How do you think we differ from those foods, from like Del Toro, Iñárritu, Cuarón, who Roma's out, by the way. Go watch on Netflix.
Oh, dude,
excellent.
Watch Roma. That shit's fucking dope.
Beautiful. All those people, all those brown people, like even actors, too. How do you feel they differ from who
I've
we are?
I've told you this before, but I think the main thing is that we're poor as fuck.
Hey.
And these foods weren't. These foods had every fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resource?
Resource. Fucking at their hands, you know? They're like, I want to make a movie. And then they fucking made a movie. Chris had to fucking, I don't know what you had to do to make that shit.
A lot of things.
He had to fucking do some shit. All I'm saying is that it's hard to fucking do anything. And I will say, I think any artist here listening, any musician especially, knows how fucking hard it is to do anything. To get fucking band practice, to fucking get instruments, to get a fucking place to play. Like, that shit is so hard. People think it's fucking easy, but it ain't.
I did want to say, though, I know we're technically, like, middle class or whatever, or some even lower middle class. You're not? No. Oh, we've talked about this. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, I don't think we should shame people that have the resources. Like, I mean, because look at my house. Like, someday, no, I'm saying, because someday, look at my fucking house, bro. No. Someday, people will say, and I know it, they'll be like, dude, this Chris Carmona guy had it so easy, man. He got a fucking Apple computer. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Like, my hater talks like that.
He got a fucking dad, dude.
But I wanted to say, for people... Wait, what'd you say?
My dad.
Shout out to my dad who's, like, watching.
Yeah, shout out, Mr. Carmona.
Anyway, you know, we have resources, but we shouldn't feel ashamed because, like, Even people that don't have much, they use what they got. And I feel like even people that are, like, you know, richer than us or whatever, like, they use what they got. So very few break through. Like, it's really, and I know you said talent is irrelevant, but I feel like true, like, talent, and not just talent, but, like, the person behind it, if you're good to work with, those are the people that make it. And I feel like if we just let go of, like, the idea of class that plays into our success, if we just focus, like, look, let's just do this, let's just be good people and make cool shit. That's all that should matter, regardless if you were rich, regardless if you were dirt cheap, poor. I think it should just be about the person, not about...
I think so, too. I think... fuck, that's a clap right there. I think...
Team Carmona!
Piggyback on what you're saying, I think the biggest difference is when you recognize that you have these resources...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then you fucking share them with everybody.
Yeah.
One, you have a nice-ass backyard... You were like, hey, let's fucking do this shit in your backyard. I mean, it wasn't as smooth as that.
No.
We had to convince Chris a little bit, and especially Mr. Carmona. But I hopefully he enjoys it. But it's like recognizing, like, hey, I have a space where people can be, where people can hang out. Why don't I use it to my community's advantage? Same thing with, like, hey, Chris, I fucking ask Chris for his lights all the fucking time. And he's never been like... Well, are you going to get some insurance for my lights? Are you going to, you know, pay me per day? Well,
I should, though.
Here's my rate for my lights. Chris doesn't give a fuck about that. He just cares about helping people make dope shit, as everyone should help people make dope shit. If you have the resources, don't be a fucking Scrooge McDuck. Lend that shit to people.
It's all about lending a hand and just... That's why we're all here, you know? This is also... This is a kickback. This is a food event. This is a show, but it's also for people to mingle and say, because there's makeup artists here, there's musicians,
there's photographers. There's me and Chris.
There's us, yeah. So just, like, make connections. Like, let's make this bond brawn. Because right now, there's a fucking movie called The Mule, directed by Clint Eastwood, out right now, and it's about killing cartel members. Fuck that movie.
Yeah,
and also, there's a movie coming out with Liam Neeson, and it's about him killing cartel members. And literally, the poster is Liam Neeson in the snow dragging a dead Mexican body. I swear to God.
It's the Mexican Taken, fool.
The thing I hate about this is, look, I get that people be like, well, this is really happening. It's like, okay, maybe so, but is this really the time to make movies that demonize Mexican? Is this really the time where people are getting killed at the... I'm not going to make it that serious, but where people are getting killed at the border
when
and shit like...
When are we going to take a stand?
You know, like, I feel like I'm rallying up for the white genocide right now. Let's... Let's get it.
It's like, hell yeah!
I don't want to know who did that woo because that sounded real. Anyway, I think it's important that we all get together, we all fucking get to know each other and be friends.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize we don't look like me up here and we don't look like this fool up here. This is what we look like. Like, look around.
Yeah.
This is fucking Latino people, you know?
We're the weirder looking ones, so it's not all this pretty.
And sorry, shout out to anyone that's not Latino and feels left out.
Sorry.
You knew what you were walking into. This shit was called Queso-rama, bro.
Sorry.
Can I get a
queso? Are there non-Latino people here? Let's make some noise. Non-Latinos.
Shut up. Can I?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oops. Can I get a quesadilla, please? Sorry.
He wants a quesadilla, Justin. No, intern. Oh. Never mind.
Hey, quesadilla me, bro. JK, we're not doing that. But yeah, dude, fuck Clint Eastwood's dumb old ass.
But I like this is what gets me excited. I love that we were able to bring this many people here, because
I'm
we're gonna do this every year.
People keep showing up. It's like, dude, we're just talking.
We have like a real audience.
You guys enjoy it, so I guess we're here. We're gonna keep talking.
Before we continue, remember there's a box there where you can write anonymous comments, thoughts.
So all remarks. Good things come in threes, so we're going to leave in a little bit and come back one more time, and we're going to start reading things in this little box over there.
Write a bunch of shit, please.
We're going to read out hopefully all of them, but if you have something spicy that you want me and Chris to say or do or answer, put that shit in the box.
Please.
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 And then we're going to do it. It's going to be real fun. Some closing remarks, bro. Like, this shit was pretty heavy. You know, I thought this was a fucking funny show.
I know. Now we're talking about, like, genocide, people
like,
at the border dying.
Clint Eastwood needs to go down.
Fuck Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
But, I know. Fuck Clint Eastwood. Just stare at everybody.
Yeah, just like, hello. JK, we're not going to fucking...
Sick.
Read this fucking.
All right, we're gonna break the illusion.
No, we're not gonna. Yeah, we're gonna.
All right, so here's what we have in our set list. Act two.
What the future looks like.
That's act three, bro.
No, not the future of the podcast. The future of the brown people.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know, man. I feel like being surrounded by everybody here. I think the future just looks like homies helping homies.
Yes.
You know? Like that's the thing that. That I most learned this year, and I know. What did you learn? I think, in terms of like homies helping homies, like, I don't know, man. My heart is just, again, I'm gonna sound like a fucking broken record, but it's just my heart's warm seeing everybody like
in the cold
pull through, helping us out and shit. Like,
yeah.
Justin's grandma is fucking here making food.
Yeah, shout out to the quesadillas, guys. Let's give a shout out to Justin's grandma. Ready?
Yeah,
come on.
Fucking amazing.
They're bomb. They're pretty bomb.
Huh? Tips? Oh yeah, don't fucking forget, they're pretty much working for free. Like, they're not, Justin was like, hey grandma, come make some shit for me, please. So there's a little fucking jar, a little jarrito right there for tips. If you can spare it,
please
tip them. Because
please.
They're fucking putting in goddamn work, dude. And I promise me and Chris aren't taking any of it. It's because we're gonna do shit. We're just eating the shit. We're not making it.
Everything we do is for free.
Yeah, fucking. And you see, like, okay, I think, I want to end it on this.
Sure.
When Justin came to us with the idea of Kissarama, we were super fucking game for it, right? And then Justin went off, he got some bands, me and Chris, we came up with some ideas. And never in this whole trajectory of up until today, no one said, so how much am I getting paid?
Right.
Everyone just came to fucking do it, you know? Everyone just came to help out each other. And that's something that just fucking blows my mind because... For me, my first question isn't like, how much am I going to get paid? How much are you willing to pay me? And some people might argue like, know your worth. You should get paid for your art. I get that. But sometimes it's a homie that needs help. And if you have the fucking time and resources to help, Why the fuck not?
Yeah, like Angel, first of all, he just completed a music video for the Altons called I'll Be Around.
Shout out to the Altons!
It's coming out next year, probably January.
Yeah, if you want to find out when it's going to come out, ask Justin, because I don't fucking know.
Yeah. But I was lucky enough to be at that show and help out and like assist with lights before I got like shit-faced drunk. And then even when they were doing some reshoots, I went over, you know, like I didn't say like, oh, can you pay me for whatever? Or
yeah,
I just brought my lights. Did I bring my lights that time?
He brought his lights. We didn't use them, but he brought them.
And that's it. It's just about those kind of bonds. And
it's never like, oh well, well if you want to help me out, well, I'm gonna need some, you know, little something something.
And it's only just gonna get bigger scale. So
yeah, and so I think closing statement is if you don't know somebody here, fucking
get
introduce
to know.
Yourself,
please.
Because everybody here is fucking dope. Even if you don't think so, you're here for a reason.
Follow them on Instagram. Say what's up. Listen to their stories.
We invited you for a reason, and you're here for a reason.
Yeah,
and
if you were here, you were handpicked because we thought you were special.
We love you.
You are some of the top tier people in this community.
Yes.
And I love you, and I cherish you. But this will not be the last you hear of me because we will be back after these messages.
With our...
Who's coming up next? I think... Hey, Justin.
Hey.
What band's playing next?
All right, let's give it up for Introverted Funk coming up next.
For a motherfucking treat. Because Introverted Funk, if you didn't realize by the name, gets fucking funky. So without further ado, we're going to get the fuck out of here and let the band play. Hasta luego. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the night, the end of the experience. This is the last of the Us podcast for this season. And then up next, we will have Lovecast for all of you beautiful people. All right, so let's give a hand for Chris and Angel, everybody, the last one. Thank you so much for attending. Thank you so much for eating the quesadillas. Thank you so much for being part of Quesarama. Y'all have a good night.
All right, everybody. One more time with me and Chris.
We out here.
What's up?
We fucking
I can hear everybody in the garage having fun, so just listen to us if you don't want to come out here in the
just get the hell out of my garage.
Weather.
Just kidding.
So me and Chris, we've had a lot of time to think today. We've had a lot of time to just like
to reflect
and stuff.
Be alone.
And y'all have had a lot of time to write us a fucking bunch of these notes right here.
Yep.
I don't know how many we're gonna get through. But we're going to try to get them all. So.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
So if everybody wants to sit down and join in on the Cheesemade, there's quite a few stuff in here.
There's a good amount in here. So here's I'm gonna throw some your way, Chris. I'm going to throw some my way. And we're going to fucking do this shit right here, boys. Forget it. Where are we? Oh, okay. Director's chairs. Hey, official. Look how fucking official this shit is.
Look how
everyone,
ratchet this shit
wait.
Is.
There's a lot. Hey, that's not my fault. All right, officially starting.
All right, let's sit back.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going, everybody? Let's give a shout out to Introverted Funk
for funking
up the night. Please, big funking round of applause. You enjoyed the music.
Funking
I know you did.
Fuck up.
I heard you.
Thank you. Thank
I
you so much.
I loved all of it. Fantastic. Are you going to... Wait. We should
this fucking
y'all. All right, everybody, if you're gonna sit down, let's get accustomed. Okay, that's it. Let's go. All right, that's it.
Thank you so much. Hey, Pachardo, wake up!
Shout out, number
one.
Shout
out, Pachardo,
us podcast listener.
All right,
first question.
I'm gonna start. This isn't even a question. Look at how wild this shit is. We need to discuss the conspiracy theory about how Drake killed XXXTentacion. Dude, for the culture, dude, for the culture. All right, Chris, give your thoughts on the conspiracy theory that Drake killed XXXTentacion.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, he was talking shit about Drake's mom. I would have done it too, dog.
Dude, Robert, I know you. You don't talk shit about no one's mom, but...
You know, funny, a fun fact, no, I guess not a fun fact, but a fact about the XX death, the day I found out he died was the day I got my new car. So it was like mixed feelings. I'm like, whoa, he's dead. Like, whoa. And so I'm just playing I'm sad.
The circle of life. You know, one life leaves, one life gains a car, you know?
Yeah.
The circle of life. That's so, all I got to say about that. I didn't even know that was a conspiracy theory, dude. I was like, what the fuck does Drake have to do with that?
It's the hardest shit on the internet.
I don't know, dude.
I'm going to...
Fuck him.
I'm going to read the next one. Smash or Street Fighter?
Hey, who wrote that? Is a real one.
No, it's anonymous. It's anonymous.
Bro, I'm not enough. Super Smash all the way, boy! No,
kind of Smash.
He's like, would you rather smash or play Street Fighter?
I was like, dude, smash all day. Who fucking has time? I don't like video games that much. But I guess in that context, neither. I'd rather smash.
Chris
rather put it in.
He's like,
video game?
Virgin.
Video games are for virgins, bro.
There you go. Anyone that plays video games, this would just called you out, bro.
Anime and video games, virgins.
Anime fans, fuck them up, bro. Yeah.
Give it to me. Boom me.
Damn.
Okay, go.
Angel, are you going to replace Jordan's bong that you broke? Fuck. I didn't break it. I didn't break it. This is what.
This feels like a personal thing.
I didn't break it.
I have nothing to do with this.
Here's what really happened.
He's going to break it down for you.
I don't know who, they put that bong right up against the edge of a fucking table. What I did, I stood up, I hit the table, fucking physics, it fucking fell, and it broke.
Conspiracy theory.
I didn't put that bong there. I don't know who did, but it broke, and they blamed me. And they still are. Putting this shit to rest. I'm innocent.
Angel's an innocent man. All right, here's the next one.
I will play you, dude, Super Smash, 1v1, 3 lives, Fox, Final Destination, to decide if I should buy a new bong or not.
Make it a Twitter poll.
It's happening.
Make it a Instagram poll.
Should Angel buy a new bong? Dude, it's happening. Next one.
All right, so this isn't really much of a question. I'll get to a question. All this says is Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
Oh, bullshit!
And I know who wrote that. Where's Chris? Where the fuck is Chris?
I fucking know.
That's the new Arctic Monkeys album.
Hold on. The new Arctic Monkeys album sucks ass. Fight me, bro!
I disagree. Heavily disagree. All right, but let's get to... I'm going to get to a real question.
And Suck It and Seize their best album. I said it. Yeah.
Let's talk about Narcos.
Fuck. Let's talk about Narcos.
I haven't been keep. I tuned out after Pablo died.
I haven't. Yeah, Narcos. Let's talk about Marcos. Marcos, where you at?
You know what? Sorry. Speaking of Narcos, I want to shout out Aileen Tobian right here. She dressed me. I had a different outfit. Hey, give her a round of applause. Woo! She's a great makeup artist. Awesome person.
Ciao!
Beautiful. And she dressed me, and she's a makeup artist. So filmmakers, if you're looking for makeup artists, talented as fuck, right there.
She does hair and makeup and wardrobe.
She's been like a narco. Got dope like Pablo. But yeah, that's all I got to say about it.
I've never seen Narcos.
Never?
I've never seen a single episode.
It's good, dude.
But I just, it's going to add to the narrative that we talked about, how like, I just hate that every time it's like, hey, let's make a show with Latinos in it. Hey, how about Narcos?
Where the cartel, bro? They love that shit.
Hey, season 3, Narcos Mexico.
Hey. Yeah. And we'll get that fool from Star Wars.
Yes.
Diego Luna,
so,
bro.
I'm not a personal fan of shit. Like, it's probably a great show.
The first two seasons are sick. I haven't seen
it. I don't know, man. I'm not a fan. I don't know. Maybe if I watch it, I'll be like, this is fucking best show ever.
Soy el fuego it does not catch my attention.
What the fuck is... Damn, someone wrote a whole ass essay. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. All right. Let's hear this one. It looks long. That's what she said.
Damn. I don't know who this is for, but...
Oh, God. I don't want to hear it.
Came all the way out here and tried to say hi to you, but you turned away. Broken a broken heart. I don't know who that's for.
I wonder who that's for.
I think it's probably for me.
Yeah, you're
Chris hasn't really been out here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. But
you broke some hearts.
Hey man.
Whoever wrote that, come get your hello.
Yeah, say hi.
Come get your hello.
Or catch.
You were bold enough to write that. No?
Yeah, step up.
Step up. Step up to your shit.
Yeah. I'll say fucking hi right now. Hello. How are you doing?
How's it going?
Nice to meet ya.
Good to see ya.
There you go. You got it. But if you want a more personal one, get at me. There you go.
Dude,
yes.
I have to say, thank you folks for writing in these. Like, I was concerned it would just be five and we'd just be like, have to, why is Chris so cute? It's like, I don't know. I mean, like, let's open it up to discussion. Let's just take questions from the audience.
Hey, Chris, what's your shoe size?
All right. 11 and a half. Yes. Okay. Only here for the quesadillas, but the brown people are cool too. Hashtag us podcast.
Fuck yeah! Shout out to all the brown folks out there.
Hey.
I think this one's for you, Chris.
Oh shit.
Did you cream your jeans when you interviewed Omar Apollo?
Yes, I did. Omar Apollo is my fucking boyfriend. Yes.
You said it.
I fucking. Hey, if you're not listening to Omar Apollo, you're fucking missing out. That foo is.
He's really dope.
That dude's gonna take us far for
like,
sure.
And me, when I was with Chris when he was editing the episode, literally, I thought we had a pretty even talking. Like he said something, I said something, but I would literally be like. So anyway, Omar, when you and then Chris, I just want to say something anyway, just like.
Go back and listen to the episode. Yeah, I do.
Literally, Chris cuts me off like fucking four times.
Dude, because it was such a random fight. We went to view Pomona, and we showed up when his fucking when his set was on. I was like, yo, it was just, and I remember the first thing that I was able to like, the first, huh? No, I didn't. Shut up. I love you, Gabe.
Anyway.
I remember, like, the first line that, like, stood out was when he stops all the music and goes, you ain't never seen a, and we talked about this line, yeah. You ain't never seen a brown boy like this. I'm like, whoa, I haven't? You were addressing it, and I love you for that.
And Chris was like, oh.
Yep. You have to listen also to his single today. I think that's the coolest
Chris
song.
Chris is a big year. Fan, if you
haven't I love him. He's great.
But I will say, Chris fucking creamed his fucking pants when he
I did, yeah.
Interviewed
Confirmed.
Me. He was just like, you and me, I mean, you've heard it. You and me, we're going to make a fucking album together. I fucking love you, and you're my boyfriend.
I said we were going to win Grammys, too.
Yeah, and he was just like, oh, that's sweet.
I'm like, he thinks I'm good.
Yes, he thinks I'm fucking, good. Of course.
Fuck it.
Next one.
Did you read that one? Oh, okay. Apathetic voice. Welcome to Kesorama. I love you. Well, not really much of a question, but thanks. I appreciate that.
I love it.
This is a penis.
Who the fuck? Penis.
Hey, shout out. Dude, that's a cute penis, bro.
It's
great penis. Fantastic penis. I love
hey, bro,
it.
You draw it? Let me see it, bro.
Okay, here we go. Guys, this is not a question. Fellas, ladies.
Guys.
And in between. Black Panther or African American Panther? I think Black Panther's just easier to say, but teach his own.
Yes. Black Panther, 100%. It
give
rolls
me some,
off the tongue
give me
better.
Some of yours, Foo. I have, like, yeah. Nonsense.
It rolls off the tongue better. African-American Panther, I mean, that's probably a little more politically correct. I completely understand. But, you know, it's Black Panther's
did you like it? I don't know if I asked. He's from Wakanda, exactly. So it doesn't make sense. Yeah, there you go. Who said that? She just served you.
Not
a person who wrote that. So,
yeah,
it's Black Panther.
Yeah, my turn. Wakanda. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I can't believe
are you fucking kidding me? You like every other Marvel movie but the good one.
I can't believe
incredible.
It's up for a fucking Best Picture Golden Globe. I think that's fucking bullshit.
Oh, I'm not
stupid.
Hey, I'm not saying that either, but it was fucking awesome. Dude,
it was
a Marvel
awesome
movie
part?
That's just about one superhero? Huh? I've never heard of that. It's like, dude, oh my God. It took them fucking long enough.
This movie's called Black Panther. You know it'd be a dope last fight? two Black Panthers. Yeah, fucking by
exactly. Oh, not fucking, like, not fucking Iron Man or Black Falcon.
Black
I'm done. I'm done talking. Ask
oh
the next
shit.
Question.
Where's the bathroom? It's gonna be
it's
through
right
this
there.
Door to the right. That bathroom was locked for 20 minutes, and people were like, "That person's been in there for 20 minutes." I fucking open it. No one's in there. People are fucking dumb. Sorry, sorry, everyone that was waiting. I fucking had to say it. Hold on. Oh, here's a good one.
All right, is this a real question?
Yeah, it's a real question.
All right, finally.
Are you an ass man or a tit man? Wait, I wanna guess, and you, I want you to guess me, Chris.
I had to pick up this. Sorry.
Fuck.
Fake news, madam.
Hey.
It's
hey,
physics that hey, broke the bugs.
Hey, come say they don't run away, bro. You
fuck
calling
yeah.
me out?
That's haters, bro. They just fuck say shit and run away.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Hate us because they ain't us.
Well, okay, I will say this. Chris is a 100% ass man, for sure.
Correctamundo.
I'm
and Angel, you know, every time Angel, like, well, in our private locker room talk, he goes, damn, bro, that girl's a chichona. So I'm going to go. So I'm going to go with tits.
Oh, my God.
Right? Tits?
What the fuck? No, I think you're wrong. No.
Really?
I know you're wrong. I know myself.
I think you're wrong.
I'm an ass man, too.
You're an ass man?
Yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah. Ass is all the way.
Small titty support.
Shout out to 100%. The girls with the big round hump.
Woo!
We appreciate you.
For the record, never called anyone a chichona before. That's definitely a Chris.
I don't say chichona.
You fucking do.
I just go. I'm kidding. Damn, I'm kidding. All right, here we go. This one. George, I see your
shout
buns,
out,
bro.
Shout out fucking the most merry person here.
Okay. So this is one. This one's directed at Angel. Just to clarify, Angel made a remark in one of the earlier episodes that a listener named by the name of Chris Granados drinks IPAs, and he wrote, "Still no correction on the fake news that Granados likes IPAs."
He does. He told me himself.
Granados, where are you?
Where are you?
Granados, he's where are you?
He's oh, in the bathroom.
He's Mimi's.
I think he does. Out. He's always like. Bro, man, this beer, this IPA is bomb, bro. You're drinking that fucking piss water, Bud Light?
I thought no IPA was like another version of like IQs.
No, it's an IPA. And I, to this day, I will go to my grave thinking Chris Granados likes IPAs.
Hey, you hear unless that, Chris Granados?
Unless he steps up and tells me different right now. If he doesn't, it's going on the record.
Hey.
And he's not stepping up to the plate, so we're going to continue. Dude, oh shit! I'm passing this to you, Chris.
What?
Go shirtless. Let do it.
But Aileen dressed me. Fuck it.
Hey! Here. Yeah! Y'all got your wish.
Y'all you're welcome. Your wish. You got what you wanted.
You like that shit?
For real.
Is this what you wanted?
Is this what you wanted? Yo, it's cold out this B.
Yeah, put your jacket back on. This is what y'all came for.
I'm not taking off my pants.
This napkin has a question in it. This which, napkin has a question in
oh,
it.
Oh, does it? I'm sorry.
It. Sorry who's ever questioned this.
Sorry, folks. celebrity impressions. What's your best one?
Let me think. Fuck! This is I'm collapsing under the pressure. You talking to me?
Who's that?
You talking to me?
Oh, it's Robert De Niro.
I'm the only one here.
Dude, this is Robert De Niro.
That's Robert De Niro, fuckers!
You motherfucker, talking to me? Huh? I'm the only one here. You must be talking. Oh, Cardi B. For real. I know how to do somebody else too. I know how to do somebody else. Who do you know how to do? Who have I done in front of you? Ha! I'm just kidding.
No one. We suck at impressions on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll think. If I think of any, I'll answer the next question in that impression.
Here's my Jim Carrey impression. Alrighty then. That's just garbage, then. Dude. I suck at them. Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow, man. That's far out, man. Wow, man.
Throw out another one.
Yeah, just throw. Okay, throw out celebrities, and we'll see if we can do it.
I like the cookie there, and I like the cookie there. Yeah,
that's really
that's a good cookie.
I didn't see that fucking movie. Fuck that movie.
Okay.
Wait, who?
Damn.
Wait, who?
Dick Sign?
Shut up. Sit down, Gabe.
Sit down.
Sorry,
Gabe. He called you Gabe, bro. He doesn't know your name. All right. Here's a very important one. Okay. A very important statement. Hashtag get Angel laid 2019. Hey! I 100% fully support this statement. And
this food's been getting late.
And
how about fucking get Chris late 2018, motherfucker, before the year's up? I went to the restroom during one of our sessions. I'm sorry. I went and there's an open rip, like porn open box of condoms there. I'm like, no! What the fuck are you doing?
Oops.
So he's had enough. Throw that my way.
Hashtag get Chris laid December 15, 2018. Please.
Next question.
You got
oh, that's me, that's me. So I've said that Angel looks like a sexless being to me because I never hear him talk about sex up until tonight.
A gentleman does not speak.
Oh, shut up. So this one says Angel.
Angel and then Japanese letters. Probably. It probably says, Angel, you're really cute in Japanese. Kawaii desu ne.
Hey.
I accept it. Thank you.
Okay, so somebody wrote, I love this, by the way. Why is it Angel and Chris, not Chris and Angel?
alphabetical order, bro.
Also, Angel, I mean, I want to give some substance to these questions. I like that Angel has first billing because Angel... My pal right here, he's the man of the people. He's looking out for each and every one of you. Back in the days where I was saying there's only two genders, back in the days when I was saying guys, Angel was like correcting me and saying, no. Like,
Chris?
No.
I was like, stop it.
Yeah, he's like, stop it.
Be better.
And I didn't do it during the sessions, but there'd be times where I'd go to shows and people would be like, hey guys, and I was just like, there's ladies here too. And I'm like, what the fuck am I saying?
Yeah.
And Angel just like, he weaved into me. So now, if you notice, I don't say guys anymore. I say everyone, folks, people. And, you know, I think it's for the better. I think so too.
I will say, one of the best responses we've gotten to our dynamic on the podcast was recently, like, my friend Mimi told us, Angel, she's like, this is amazing. Chris is like the real me. And then you, Angel, are like the better me. And I completely agree with that statement. Chris is like, you're fucking, everything you've been wanting to say, just put out there without any regards to what anyone thinks. And I'm more of a like, let's think about things before we say them. And I think we
And it's benefited. I've made a lot of choices this year that were just like impulsive. And I'm like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So he's helping me.
Final question on my end. Are you DC or Marvel? Bro, that's a fucking no-brainer. Marvel all the way. DC sucks dicks.
Well, here's the thing. DC is a fucking shit show right now. But I love going to see their movies only because it's like they may as well put a camera in front of a Warner Brothers executive smoking a cigar, holding a stack of money, putting that cigar out in the money and just burning it right in front of you.
Yeah,
you just see how many millions they burn in front of that.
You're still going to watch this shit.
I love Batfleck.
Fuck it.
R.I.P., dude.
Fuck that. Your final question, Chris.
I don't have a final question, sadly. It just says, I love you, and it's from David G.
Who's David G? David G, he left already. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great note to put up.
No,
you know,
let's ask each other a fucking final question, bro. All
right.
Actually, I'm digging. Chris. How do you feel about having all these fucking people in your house right now? How does it feel looking at everybody right now?
It's nice because you know what? I'm realizing as I look into the eyes of everybody right now, these are all people that have really shaped my 2018. As you all know, if you've been listening, like, it was just like, this was one of the weirdest, craziest years of my life. And the fact that everybody's here listening to us just talk, I don't know, that's huge. Cool. And like, it feels good that this podcast was not only something that was like my therapy for whatever I was going through, but like now it's just become a movement.
Yeah.
And like kind of like here's the thing, we've been a part of unions that aimed to be a movement and then it didn't, sadly.
Yep.
But this was just like, yo, like we like talking about movies. There's not enough brown people talking about movies and current and like interviewing like our fellow brown artists, so let's just fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like already it's just become people just send us these beautiful messages, and the fact that we get to have this event where so many people
and
get
that
to
people
show up. Yeah, that's
the fuck?
So I don't know. To every one of you, I've written you individually, and I'm looking into your eyes individually. Aww. Thank you for making my year a lot more bearable and beautiful and memorable. Yeah. And next year's gonna be even fucking sick.
2019 is gonna be fucking dope. I'm saying it right now.
It's gonna be sick.
And we have that for you. Okay. You got the wrong one.
No. So for you. No, for you.
For me.
I mean, I guess this ties into our next thing, but. Actually, first, let me ask you this. Where do you think you would be had you not done the podcast?
That's a heavy-ass question. I probably would be less motivated to get shit done, for sure. Because I think the thing that motivates me is, like, not only you, fucking Chris. Chris is a huge motivator for me for all the shit that I talk about. Like, it's just fun to talk shit to Chris. And he's gotten upset a few times, but we've talked it out. Chris has super inspired me because he's just, like, doing whatever the fuck he wants to do completely, like, full force. And he's the kind of person, like, if anyone's listened to the podcast.
I know.
I was like, hey, Chris, have you ever thought about making a podcast? He's like, fuck yeah, that's dope. Come to my house next Friday. I have the mics. Let's fucking do it. I was like, okay, fuck, fine. I mean, this was just an idea, but I guess let's do it now. And so without that fucking motivation, without that drive, without that, like, personality that Chris has, I don't think I'd be motivated to do shit. I would just be like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if it's ready. Now I feel more inclined to just, fuck, who gives a fuck if it's not ready? Do that shit, because at least you'll do it, you know? So I think I would have made a lot less content if I didn't do the podcast. Mm. And I would have met a lot less dope people.
Hell yeah.
A lot that are fucking here tonight. Nike, just do it.
Fucking shout out to Katsu also. I saw him
Katsu
here.
Also, Valentina, Katsu! Justin fucking.
Katsu's here. Desmadre's here.
Desmadre fucking here. Everybody that we've met through the podcast has been fucking amazing.
And I have to say, like, your Angel's right. Like, he was very, like, you know, wishy-washy about things, but only because, you know, he was just like, I need to be prepared. But these days, like, before this show, I was telling Angel, like, bro, like, low-key, I'm nervous. He's like, dude, we're going to kill it. And I'm like, dog, isn't it weird that, like, usually it would be me the other way around. And, like, this time, like, he's like, fucking hyping me up. It's like, that's beautiful. It's like, to every friend that you have, it's like, that's the dynamic. It's like, you all offer something to one of them. And then one day, they might even surprise you to throw your shit right back at you and be like, oh, fuck, you really listen to me. I see you, Paul. I fucking love you, baby.
And so, with that, without further ado, we're wrapping this shit up, and you brought the wrong fucking paper.
Oh, damn.
But we wanted to set up some goals for us, because as much as we love doing this fucking podcast, me and Chris are filmmakers, and
first and foremost,
we have shit to do. So we're going to take a long-ass break from releasing episodes, maybe like 6 months or so. So if you don't hear from us for like 6 months, because we're busy making dope shit
exactly.
to try to talk about for the next half. And we wanted to set up some goals for ourselves in the next year. Me personally, I want to make this web series about marijuana called The High Concept.
And that's going to happen.
I'm fucking speaking it into existence right now.
Fuck yeah.
If in 6 months I don't fucking make it, I'm going to be pissed off at myself. So I'm future Angel, make that shit. Yeah!
One of my goals, we're going to make another feature film next year.
Bad labor
was just the tip of the iceberg. We're making another movie. And whether it's a solo movie that I do or this Southeast LA anthology series that Angel and I are planning, we're making another movie next year. That's just going to be tight. Oh, also, Instant Crush is coming out next year. It was supposed to come out Christmas, but Me Too wants to push it to Valentine for a Valentine's Day release.
For the cute.
I know, but there's more marketing, more promotion.
Yeah, true.
But my ladies here get to see it early, so
yeah, it's
good.
Pretty dope.
Your turn.
Another goal for myself. Fuck, man.
You want me to throw another one? What do you think?
Nah, I would say, make. I don't know who, but I'm going to make another music video in this 6 months.
Hey.
I just haven't found the artist to do it with yet.
Fuck
but
yeah.
I'm going to fucking make another one because the first one was so much fucking fun to make. I'm going to make another one.
Fuck
so
yeah.
In 6 months, I'll have another one either released, probably not, shot, probably yes. Yeah!
Woo! So my next goal is, and this is really weird because it's just something that I've been like talking about privately. I think I've told Angel a couple times, but it's my first time saying it like out loud. By the time our 6 months are up and by the time we're doing Us Podcast again, I will have already made an album and pursue my career as like a musician.
Whoa,
I'm going to make music.
Music. In 6 months. Chris
it's going to be a disco album. So get ready for that, whatever that sounds like.
A disco album.
Like ABBA fucking, you know. But yeah, that's
my
shit.
I want to say hopefully in 6 months, I'll have somehow started like a more concrete group of creatives that actually have a name that me and Chris are kind of talking about calling Nuevo Hollywood.
Nuevo Hollywood. Yeah, dude, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, Nuevo Hollywood for me and Chris.
So to provide a little bit of background on that, so back in the 70s, there was Spielberg in the film world. There was Spielberg, De Palma, George Lucas.
All these big boys.
Martin Scorsese. And they used to be called the Hollywood Brats. And there was just this like new movement called New Hollywood where they just make movies that broke the norm from what was usually made during that time. And me and Andrew were like, dude, like we're like the Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, Martin Scorsese of our generation.
Yep.
Let's fucking make our brown movement Nuevo Hollywood.
Hollywood. 2019, #2019.
#2019.
That's a goal. I don't know. That's like my most far-fetched goal. But I want to make a more concrete like fucking network for people to, something like this where people can just come and fucking
fuck yeah.
Feel at home
fuck yeah.
amongst other fuck creatives yeah. and shit. So that's all I got. And so let's fucking end that shit here. Thank you so much. And I will intro our next artist. Are we good to end this? We're cool?
Yeah.
I want to intro our next artist because we were supposed to have a dope-ass band called Kiki Diago play. They couldn't make it. But the homie Love Cast came through as just a fucking...
Look at this king!
As just a...
look at this king!
He came as just an observer. He was like, hey, I made it. And then, funny story, he was like, I was supposed to play a show tomorrow. I thought it was today. So he brought all his shit, got all pumped, and the show's tomorrow. So I was like, dude, are you down to play right now? He's like, oh, fuck yeah, I got all my shit in my car. And he's here now. So Love Cast.
And that just goes to show when you work hard enough, fucking shit comes to you because
the invisible hand of fate is guiding us all to where we need to go.
Well, that's what he believes, but yes.
So thank you so much. We're done for the night. Love Cast is going to fucking play us off.
Everybody, seriously, thank you for coming out in this cold. I know it's freezing.
I love every single one of you.
Thank
you. It's fucking cold. Nah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for supporting. And
wait, you want to close on another celebrity impression? Shout out her name. Shout out her name. Solo?
Hey, well, you want me to do the fight? Yeah, I'll do the fight. I'm nothing but a bum.
There you go.
I ain't nothing but a bum.
Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
We love you, Aileen. We love you, Adela. My future wife, sitting in the front row.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, well, that was it.
Hey, Adrian. That was a good show.
That was a good show, man.
That was a smart way to end it.
Whoa, yeah, wanna make me do the fight? Yeah, I'll do the fight, man.
You're talking to the cream of the crop.
I'm the cream of the crop. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm the cream of the crop, man. And I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, man. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Did your husband make that for you? What a horrible line. Spider-Man.
That line didn't age well.
Boom. That was it.
Yep.
This is it.
And this is it.
We're at the end. We're at the end of the road, as Juice WRLD would be like. What would Juice WRLD say? He has a song. It's like, this is the end of the road.
Jim Morrison would say, this is the end of the rope.
The other end's in my throat. Dude, fucking, yeah. Dude, Juice WRLD is
wow
pretty sad. He's a pretty sad boy. But that's how I feel.
All right.
That's how I feel.
This is becoming mental health part two. You know, talking about stuff, Angel?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Secret episode at the end of this.
Just skip the rest.
Yeah, oh my God. No, but this was really cool.
Yes.
Now it feels like the official end of an era.
Wonderful.
Dude, okay, so I want us to talk about how did we feel right after we finished? Like, how did you feel?
It was nice looking at everybody. So I felt good. I'll be honest, it didn't meet my like my insane fantasy, but it was like it at the end, like when I looked at everybody, I'm like, you know what? Everybody's here freezing, looking at us talk, mm-hmm. and they came out of their way like to spend their Saturday with us. And that's never meant more to me than it did that night. So I was very like looking at everybody that I cared about and that had showed up and came to party with us. That was
it was funny. I don't know if you remember this, but you asked me like, what are your expectations for that night? And I was like, you know, I'm so excited to see like all these creative people in one space together.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to introduce people to people. And then Chris is like, oh, well, I don't want to say mine now because it's going to make me sound like an asshole.
It's pretty selfish.
Oh yeah. It's pretty selfish. I was like, okay, then you don't have to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So once that passed, yeah. I was just happy to be around everybody. And
yeah, it was fucking awesome. And I'm telling you, like, all the people that were giving us props that night,
yeah.
and the days following, too. Like, mm-hmm, it mm-hmm. was fucking mind-blowing. Legit, my friends Joel and Eddie.
Yes.
Before, like, they stayed, and there's a lot of people that left right when we finished because they were just like, I need to stay for the whole thing, and once it's done, I'm freezing my ass off. I gotta go.
Yeah.
But Joel and Eddie came up to me and they were just like, dude, you guys are fucking amazing. You guys are so funny. Like, thank you for continuing. And I was like, no, dude, thank you. I told them, like, thank you guys for continuing to make music. I think I say it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, these guys have been making music since I was in fucking middle school and they're still at it. Like, thank you so much for doing that, because in turn inspires me to keep going.
Yeah. Joel and Eddie were our first act of bands to play. So shout out to them. Thank you so much for coming out and performing for us.
It was fucking awesome seeing, like, everyone coming to us to like compliment us, but they were also like equally as creative people. So it's just like, dude, you're telling me, look at you. Like, what? Literally another band, fucking Introverted Funk.
Shout out
Introverted Funk. Before they left, they came up to me and was like, thank you for having us play. I was like, what? Thank you for fucking playing. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you guys are so dope.
I wonder, I guess you answered this, but how did you feel? I didn't get to throw the question back. How did you feel right after we finished?
I was like, we did. Like, I was just glad it was over, not in a bad sense.
No,
I was
we
pulled it off. Mm-hmm. And then Justin came up to us and he was just like, we pulled it off, folks. I was like, I did not. You know me. I didn't think it was going to get pulled off.
I thought it was going to get pulled off. I didn't think it was going to get recorded. And I had come to peace with, it's fine if the audio is trash or if Justin fucking forgets to record it or if it doesn't happen. I'm like, I just want to make the performance happen. But we got it. It's recorded, so that was cool.
We literally started setting up the queso station 30 minutes before show was supposed to start because Justin's dumbass showed up an hour and a half late. And he's going to say no, he didn't, but he fucking did.
He's like, I had it all under control.
And then I had to drive to Justin's house to pick up four wires he forgot. Four of them. And so I'm driving back and my friends are texting me like, Foo, where you at? No one's here. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to look like shit. Like, it's going to look like shit. People are going to leave because no one's there. And I was pretty scared. But once the music started playing, once the queso ramas started ramming.
Yes.
It just took off from there. And everyone was like, this is a dope-ass time.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into our final 2018 recommendations.
Yes.
Me and Chris got a couple shout-outs to do.
Yes. Okay. So the first group, I guess we'll just kind of go popcorn.
Yeah, for sure.
First people I want to shout out, they were the first group that came. That's my boy Pichardo and his girlfriend Evelyn.
Dude, I met
Tell your story. Tell your story.
I met Bajardo for the first time, and dude, this guy is the single nicest person I've met while doing this podcast.
He's gonna love this.
He is the fucking dude. And then I shouted him out in the episode while we were recording, and he was like, "Oh my god, he said my name." But this dude, and this is the second time I tell the story in this episode, but he came up to me. And was just like, damn, man, you know how they say you're not supposed to meet your heroes, man? I'm meeting one right now. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, Bajardo, you charming motherfucker.
That's my boy.
And then I had to wake him up, too, because he fell asleep.
That's right. He was just getting sleepy.
Dude, but fuck. Nicest guy ever. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bajardo, for coming out. And Evelyn as well. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both for coming out.
And some other people that were there in the beginning, our two homies that helped us set up, Aaron and Melissa.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
You didn't have to help, but mm-mm. you did, and it was very helpful.
Melissa sat in. Sorry to interrupt you, but like just to give context, Melissa sat in on a bunch of episodes. Yeah. That's how we kind of. That's one of the first times we met. I believe she showed up for the first time, and we were talking about the PC culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was our first. That was our first run.
Oh yeah,
with her.
And Leo was here too.
Yes.
It was a good time.
And Aaron, Bitch Jagger on Instagram.
Yeah,
she came. This is the first time I met her. And super nice.
Yeah, super awesome.
Helpful.
Who else?
I guess I'll just kind of run through these really quick. Raymond and Candace, thank you so much for coming. They're also Raymond's my homie from high school, and he's like a dedicated listener. He's always telling me like, "Yo, good episode" or whatever. Nice. And so him and his girlfriend came. Thank you for coming.
My turn. Shout out Ulysses and Moy, some other childhood friends of mine.
Yes.
They came. I did not think Moy was gonna be there. Ooh. Good job, Moy, for coming and showing up and supporting your homies.
Thank you, Moy. Appreciate that. I want to shout out Aileen. Aileen Cobian and Adela for coming out. Aileen and Adela, they're funny enough, I guess to tie the narrative loop, they were the ladies we went to go visit in the first episode.
In the first episode. Wow, that seems like such a long
forever
fucking
ago.
Time ago.
Like you heard, if you listen to the first episode, you heard the first day we met Aileen.
Yeah, well, the first day I met Aileen.
That was the first day I met her, too.
What? No
way. I knew her on Instagram, but I didn't, like, I that's why I wanted to go, because I thought she was single. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go meet Aileen. And so
crazy.
We went, and that whole night happened.
Oh, my God. That was wild. I met, and it's, dude, how crazy is it? Episode 20 tying back to episode 1.
Yes. So, Aileen, thank you so much for coming. Her sister, too, Juliana, thank you for coming out, Julie.
Adela, shout out you too.
Shout out Adela. You know, they were, Aileen and Adela were kicking it with me when I was doing my Gatsby thing in my room, and we were just listening to music, and then they were like, "Why are you here again?" And I told my whole Gatsby thing, and then they were just looking at me. I'm like, does it sound narcissistic? They're like, a little bit.
And shout out Melanie, too, who came with them. The most beautiful people I've ever met. All four of those ladies.
Oh, Melly Kors.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the four group of people, that were shouting out is Melly.
Beautiful.
Melly.
Amazing. Super supportive. And if you hear them in the podcast, they're the ones that were the most vocal.
Yeah.
The most hypest. Audience members,
beautiful ladies all around. Thank you so much for coming. You really boosted our self esteem.
yeah, thank you. Shout out, Mario Cid. He showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you for. I'm gonna try to remember everyone that came.
Mario Cid came. Thank you for showing up. Susie.
Oh yeah, shout Susie and her brother David G. Another childhood friends of mine.
They brought you a big chicharrón.
They brought me a huge chicharrón. Oh my! I was like, "What the fuck?" Whatever.
I didn't ask Angel, but I'm like, "This must be some kind of insider."
It was not. Like, I don't know why you brought it.
But on top of that, Susie brought us these elote pins to put on our tuxedos, dude.
Amazing.
That it's felt so... like such like wow, like someone's actually paying attention to like the little details, like and like would think to bring us like
exactly.
A little elote thing. That was really fun.
Fucking fantastic.
Nice addition to our costumes.
Shout out both of them. Shout out Joel and Eddie. Shout out Introverted Funk.
Yes.
Shout out Lovecast.
Homie Lovecast.
Didn't have to play. He came as an audience member.
Yeah, he did.
And he fucking volunteered to play. Like I couldn't fucking believe it.
And a great lineup, and he did great songs. We did karaoke afterwards. It was
sweetest human being in the world.
I can
honestly,
second that.
Yeah.
What a
sweetest
sweetheart.
Human being, Abner. I love you. Shout out Red Heart Media.
Yes.
For the fucking this dope ass photo of me and Chris, but also just dope ass photos of everybody that night.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking roaming around.
Drew on the bass for showing up with Introverted Funk.
Yeah, just showing up, Drew on the bass, the homiest of homies. And all the new people, I think, at least, like, I met that night. Who else?
Ashley and Letty.
Dude, yes, Ashley and Letty. Oh, my God. More high school, like, people in my life. I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm going to shout out my friend Jackie Fonseca, who also showed up. Hey. She's from high school. Oh, my God. It was so nice seeing people that I did not expect. It was like a fucking, it was like a guest episode. Like, all these guest stars are coming out. I'm going to shout out Julie and Ari, who are my friends from UC Davis that came to fucking show up. And they showed out and they fucking supported the podcast. And I was like, yes, amazing. Shout out Justin's family.
Yes, for making the quesadillas.
Dude, for bringing the queso to Quesorama.
Thank you.
Dude, shout out Wonks. Shout out Abel. Gabe,
yeah.
Shout out Gabe.
Abel too. Yeah.
Shout out Leo. Abel Toon. Shout out Sarah Neal. Shout out Chris Granado.
Yes.
Dude, shout out.
Oh, Young Gatita.
Shout out Young Gatito, shout out Katsu, also shout out
Desmadre,
everybody.
Yeah.
And all the people I did not get to meet or get their names, but if you were there, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if you got super fucked up, good job.
Yeah.
And I think that's all of them.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa.
Whoa. I know that was a long list, but well worth it. I think it's considering that these people not only showed up to the event, but they were a big, huge part in getting the podcast where it is, because they were our consistent listeners. They were our guests. They're the
ones that gave us weekly, like, good fucking job.
Yeah.
Best episode. Laughed at this part. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to jump into, if for all you Us Podcast lovers and listeners, you know that at the end of our normal episodes, we give a little recommendation list.
Yes.
And that's what we're jumping into. One final huge recommendation list for 2018 to cap it off.
And it's our top 10 films
of the year. Top 10 films plus Angel's top worst films of 2018.
Thankfully, I don't seek out shitty movies, so I won't have much to contribute. But I do have one movie I have a problem with that's getting hella hype. So I'll throw one into your conversation.
All right, for sure.
But before we get into that, this episode's running a little long. This will be the end of our Quesorama episode, but we know we only promised 20 episodes for the season, but you're going to get a bonus episode anyway. It's Angel and Chris's top 10 movies of 2018. And Angel's list of top 10 worst, because I don't seek out bad movies. Till Friday, and it will be Friday. I know I've delayed this episode long enough. You'll hear our recommendations, and we'll see you then. Goodbye.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for checking out the Us Podcast.
You can follow us on our Instagram at Us Podcast.
You can also follow us on our personal Instagrams. I am at @AngelISalinas_.
And you can follow me at the Chris Carmona.
Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcast from. Write us a review.
Please, that helps us out so much.
Say some nice things. Say some maybe not so nice things. Go ahead and tell us.
Please.
Please. All right. Bye. That's pretty good.